This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Bugs Bird, and today we've got the Knight in Rusted Armor, Lord Farquaad, and the Ass Blaster Master. We need to find some more adjectives. Or, who are you today? Cuckoo? Not Cuckoo? Which one?
Not Cuckoo.
Not Cuckoo.
What's going on, people? It's not Cuckoo.
What's going on?
What's up? All right, so today we're going to jump right into it. Today's begging question. What is your favorite Christmas gift that you've ever received? Gentlemen.
Well, I want to say my favorite Christmas present was actually my AK-47 that my current girlfriend got me.
Oh.
Which is a gun.
Gun. Wow. Okay. So I'm assuming she's like, she's got some like cartel family back home, and she just like, send him a gun, a big pretty one.
I can't speak. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And how'd she get that over here? Just USPS or UPS FedEx?
She smuggled it.
Oh, okay. So did she stick it up in your butt?
What's up with you and butts?
I don't know. I'm an ass man.
So tell us more about this gift.
Well, it's actually...
It's shiny and it goes pew-pew.
Basically.
AK-47 go brrr.
No, hug it and stroke it and love it.
You better keep all of that in there.
That's what she said. Anyway,
so have you fired this?
Go ahead.
I have not actually, because I've had it for a while, but I was just so busy with work and my life back over there, and technically I wasn't allowed to have weapons at my previous landlord's place, but I put them away pretty good. So oh, no. Before you.
My bad.
Yeah. You don't count. You don't count.
Oh. A-hole. That means you've had this gun for like 6-7 months?
Basically a year.
That's not a Christmas gift. No, sir. No. That's a birthday gift right there.
It's been almost a year. I had it in the car, but I had to wait till everybody was asleep so I could bring it in, because literally the other roommate across the hall, he was super nosy, so he'll be looking out the window and just seeing what I was doing at all times. So I will have to wait till he was knocked out, and that's when I snuck it in. Like,
he's like, here he comes. Let me check out that ass.
Yeah. You know it, dude. Yeah. Mexican pool boy over here.
Okay. So how'd you get it, though? Did she wrap it up? It was under the tree? Nestled?
Well, it wasn't really wrapped, but it was still in the box and everything. And because we've been talking about it, and she found out I like guns a lot. So she decided to get it for me.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I didn't see it coming. But I really didn't see it coming, because it costs quite a pretty penny.
All right. Shit. Cool. And I'm sure you took care of her, right? Make sure you got her that diamond ring she's asking you for.
Yeah.
Asshole winking.
Okay. Totally.
All right. So that's something recent. We'll circle back around. Maybe something when you were a kid. What about you, Agent Cuckoo?
I really can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No?
I'm trying to think. I've been a little silent right now. Trying to think, and I can't really think of, like, my top favorite.
Okay. But you have a few that were favorites.
Yeah, I have a few. I like to collect statues and figures that were like video game, anime related, and things of that sort.
Right,
and I've gotten a few of those. Yeah, something like that. No, these are
action a lot figures.
I've gotten a few cool ones for the Christmas. Man, yeah, I can't really say what is my favorite.
Let me
circle back.
So were these gifted to you, or did you buy yourself these Christmas presents from you to you?
I mean, the label said from Santa Claus. So, I mean, who knows who gave them to me, you know?
Okay. No.
I have actually been gifted a few of them. Typically not the ones on the higher end. They're like mid to lower, I guess, budget. The higher dollar ones.
What's a mid tier? Just for reference, for those who don't know, what's a mid tier?
Okay, mid tier. Let's say 100 to 200.
Ooh, yeah, that's not bad.
Mid tier.
That's not bad.
That's mid tier. Fuck. I mean, considering what my most expensive one is, I mean, you know, that's not too bad.
I'm just curious, what is high tier, like the most expensive general ballpark?
The most expensive?
You know my most expensive, BB. I've told you my most expensive. Yeah, the Sailor Moon one.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon.
You know, the one that comes with the removable top? Yeah. That one. No. My most expensive one, don't judge me on this, it's probably my favorite piece in my collection right now, is a third scale Dante from Devil May Cry series. After shipping and tax and everything, came up to, I'm going to say ballpark it from, let's say, 1,400 to 1,600.
Oh my God. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ. No. Oh,
bro,
hell.
That's a freaking, that is a fucking rifle, dude.
That's a money gun.
I mean, everybody has their demons, you know? And I just got to face mine. Luckily for me, I have Dante, the Demon Slayer, to help me out.
Just do cocaine like an adult. Fuck, man. Shit. God.
Dude.
You know what? I am without child as of right now. So, you know, I don't have to be worried about buying diapers and formula or whatever the fuck comes with taking care of a child. So, while I can, you know, I'm enjoying my money.
Yeah, no, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Unlike somebody owes.
Now, okay, but that one is like the most expensive I have. The other ones, I must say, are about anywhere from like 400 to like 650, just depending on scale and things of that sort.
Oh, it hurts.
So it's not too bad. It's not that bad.
Okay, but I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure you got more than 20 statues out there.
I wouldn't say 20, maybe 19. No, not quite as many.
Uh-huh. And what's your address again? Just in case anybody wanted to go see them in person.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's 123 Fuck Off Avenue. And
you heard that? Yeah, write that Houston. Down.
Okay. Well, so what about you, BB? Let's get off of my spending.
Okay, off of your dolls. Okay, let's get off of that. Okay, one of my favorites. I kind of wish Josie was here because there's a story behind it. I was like 8, maybe 9 years old, and I don't remember the year, but the most badass toy in existence was released. And that would be the Elastic Stretch Armstrong. For those of you who don't remember Stretch Armstrong, he was this blonde dude, blue eyes, kind of looked like a surfer. He's probably high all the time because he had this big ass grin on his face. Like, you know, he looked very happy. And he wanted you to grab his body parts and stretch them, right? Like just all the parts of his body. Extremely stretchy. And like, I remember the commercial and everything. Like the kid was stepping on his legs and then he would stand up straight and then like pull them apart. Like in like a big ass X, right? Like he'd fucking stretch it. It looked so damn cool. It was awesome. And I wanted it. I wanted it badly. But even at that age, I understood that our family was not the most well-off, right? Like, I understood that, even at that young age. So I kind of didn't expect it. But I was not quiet of the fact that I wanted that thing. I thought it was awesome, right? Like, I remember, I think I asked Mom, like, Mom, I want this. I want this. She's like, hey, I don't know. But, you know, Mom. But around Christmas time, I think we were at our aunt's house. And they were opening gifts, and our cousin was opening gift after gift after gift. And then we got one each because, you know, we're at our aunt's house. So it was like, oh, we only get one. You know, we're children. We're kids. We're impatient. And, you know, I'm just kind of sitting there like, you know, I already opened mine. Is it time to go? After sitting there for an hour, I remember I was sitting on the couch and our dad was next to me. And he looks down at me. He's like, hey, do you want to go home? I'm like, yeah. You want to open your gifts? Yeah. Did you really want that ugly ass Stretch Armstrong toy? Like, yeah, I got it for you. he snuck that information.
He ruined it.
He spoiled it. But I was man, really? You know, I was happy. I was excited. I was ready to go home. And if he would have lied to me, I would have been devastated.
Poor little BB had no idea of the events to come.
Oh yes, yes. You see. We got home that night, and I opened my gift, and I pretended like I didn't know for Mom, because I didn't want to get Pops in trouble for spoiling that gift for me. So I opened it up, like, oh my God, it's such a song! And I'm, you know, I'm playing with it for like 5 minutes, and then, of course, there's other gifts for us there, so I put Stretch Armstrong aside, I put him on the couch or something, and then you guys are opening gifts, I'm opening gifts, and we're hanging out, we're doing Christmas stuff, right? And once we're done, maybe 20 minutes later, I start looking around. Like, where'd he go? Where's Stretch Armstrong? And I start searching around the house. And I find, poor Stretch Armstrong. He was lifeless, laying on the floor.
What happened? Do
he
tell.
Was covered in his own syrupy death. Some motherfucker stabbed him. In the chest.
Dun, dun, his, dun.
His only weakness, sharp things, stabbed through the heart. And he just
But who would have done it?
Did you ever solve this mystery?
I did. I did. For some reason, our parents, they figured out, wink, wink, that it was our sister, the older one. She apparently had a pen. And she had it like in her pockets or something. I don't remember what exactly the evidence was, but she had the pen on her and she had syrup or something on her, right? Like she was framed. Somebody pinned it on her, dude. And for years, I was so mad at her. I held a grudge against her. No, not Merry Christmas for you. Hell no. I was mad at her, dude. She fucking ruined my damn toy for that I wanted for such a long time. And what the parents did as best they could, duct tape, good old fashioned duct tape, just slapped it on them.
Fixes everything.
Yeah, if you can't duck it, fuck it, right? But they just slapped some tape all over his chest and wrapped it around. And he can kind of stretch, but I couldn't stretch him at maximum anymore because if I got him at that wrong angle, more syrup just starts pouring out of the poor man. The four fucking guy. And after like 2 years or something, all the syrup was just completely out of his body. And he was just a lifeless little, he looked like a blow up doll before you blow it up. He just, kill me. But he was done for, right? Like he had an expiration date the moment that I opened him. And all because of my sister. So I thought. It wasn't until years later. I don't know why, but punk-ass motherfucking Josie admitted. He said, it was me. I had the pen and I stabbed him.
And here's my little secret. I did it.
He fucking did it. He, up to date, he does not remember the reason why he did it. He doesn't remember why. He was probably mad at me, or I did something to, I picked on him or something. I don't know, man. I did something. So he fucking murdered Stretch Armstrong. He fucking stabbed him. Just what?
What a terrible fate.
What?
Yeah. It was never meant to be, man. Never meant to be.
It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, now that you kind of tell that story, I don't think I've ever heard that story that much in depth. But thinking about it now, it shames me to say it, but I remember this one year we came back home because we always went to our aunt's house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, late at night on the 24th, we'd come home and we'd do Christmas here at our house, right? And I remember we were opening gifts and we each got a character from the X-Men. And for whatever reason, I remember, and you laughing, I think you know what I'm going with. I remember I got Scarlet Witch. And I had no idea who this was. I thought it was like a girl's toy because, you know, I was like, what, 5 years old maybe? And man, I remember I got mad and I got sad and like I remember I started crying. And man, I was kind of pissed because, like, you know, I thought over here, you know, oh, you know, the parents got me a girl's toy or whatever. Because it's the Scarlet Witch, you know, I'm not too familiar with the X-Men just yet.
Right.
And man, I was pissed. And like, it got to the point where mom was like, do you just want to switch toys with somebody else? And I don't remember who it was. It may have been you or it may have been Josie. Hell, it may have even been you, Farquaad. I remember they switched me. I think it was a Magneto for Scarlet Witch so that I would fucking stop crying.
Oh, that was definitely Farquaad.
It was Farquaad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking it was Farquaad.
Honestly, I don't even remember that.
You really don't. Oh, man. I shouldn't even have brought it up.
The only thing... No. The only thing I remember, side story, wasn't Christmas, was the three X-Men toys I got for my birthday. And I believe it was you, BB, Josie, and was it our cousin? Yeah, it was you. You wouldn't even let me play with it, and you guys freaking broke them.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my god. Oh man. You know, I think I actually sent a picture from that birthday in the group chat not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see the X-Men in the back.
Who was it? I think it was Cable, Shadow Star, and who was the third one? Was it Wolverine?
I kind of want to say it was a Wolverine.
Because I'm kind of having flashbacks. I think we were little, dude. Yeah.
What was that? Flashes just... like images burnt into your every time I blink, I see them.
Yeah, what was it, like 5 or 6? I think And I want to say, dude, I took Wolverine into the bathtub to take a shower, and as soon as he hit the water, he just fell apart. He just fell apart, dude.
Yeah, that's why you got revenge against Josie, huh? With his bishop.
That was BB.
100%. No, that was BB. All you.
No, that was you, dude. No, dude, that was you. 100. You know. It was plus ultra BB.
How do you remember that going down? I want to compare your notes to mine.
I was playing with them literally way before you even got there, dude. And then as soon as you got there, give me that. And I wouldn't let go. And you freaking started pulling even harder. And I had anaconda squeeze on his legs. And then you, and we were both like, and then we just slowly. Snap. Slowly from enemies we turn into freaking what's the word? When we work together?
Allies from enemies to allies.
I guess. I was looking for a different word, but I guess we turned into allies and we slowly put him on the middle of the bed where he had him. And then you put the top on ever so gently. And then later that day when Josie came to play with them, he grabbed them and then he just fell apart. What the fuck, man? He was so pissed, dude.
Oh shit. Well, your notes match mine pretty closely. I do have an extra note here. It says that you were being an a-hole and wouldn't let go. Other than that, though, everything's pretty accurate.
So I think we were tag team champions for that for a while.
Man, the more we tell stories, the more I realize we were just fucking assholes to each other sometimes.
We were. Big time work. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The way I put that bishop back together, though, no glue, nothing. Okay. The way he split was straight down waist. Like there was the bottom half of his legs and then the top half was the torso.
He was able to spin, right? Basically, all the way?
Yeah. Yeah, like he had, I guess it was like, you know, the spine or whatever, or like a pole in between where he was held together. And that's the part that we snapped and he came apart.
You snap. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get it fucked up.
You didn't let go.
You snap.
You didn't let go.
Farquaad snapped it in half. He went like that. And I set the legs on his Josie's bed. Josie, like, right, I don't know where the hell he was. He was taking.
It was like right. You put it like right in the center of the bed frame, dude, of the headboard.
Very, like you said, just ever so gently, just place the torso right on top. It took me a few tries, but I put him right on top. He was perfectly balanced all the way around. He did not fall for at least, you know, it was like an hour or two that he was standing there that nobody touched them, and like we knew. Mm-hmm. I think even you were in it, Cuckoo. You were like, "Don't touch it, don't touch it." And you may not have known why, but you knew not to touch it. So none of us touched it, and it just sat there. He stood there for like an hour or two, and I remember vividly. We were all in our bedroom because we shared a bedroom, right? And we were playing, and nobody was on Josie's bed. Nobody was allowed. We amongst us, don't get on the bed. Don't shake it.
So it doesn't rock. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Here comes Josie. He's done taking his fat shit. He walks in. He gets on his bed and he reaches for the bishop and it just fucking snaps. Just click. Just snaps right in half. Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh my god. Y'all are the worst. The fact that I was in it, that I was in on it, for shame.
Accomplice. That's what the word I was looking for. Accomplice.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. And Josie was pissed. He was mad. He was screaming. And then I pinned it on you, Farquaad. You pinned it on me. And he never knew exactly what happened for many years to come. And that was after the Stretch Armstrong, if I'm not mistaken. That was after, so it wasn't revenge.
No, it was way.
It was just us being dicks. So
honestly, I think Stretch Armstrong was forgotten about. Like, we didn't even remember that anymore.
And by then, yeah, he was long gone. Oh, yeah. You know what? It kind of fits still, because I believe that Bishop was a Christmas gift for Josie, if I'm not mistaken. So it fits. It fits today's topic.
So there is another gift that I can think off the top of my head. It wasn't gifted to me per se, but I think it was like for all of us, because one package came with like two each. And I'm sure y'all probably remember these. They were the Dragon Ball Z walkie-talkies.
Oh,
and one of them was Goku. Vegeta, Goku, Frieza, and who else was it?
Cell, wasn't it?
I don't know who it was. There was a fourth one, I think.
I just remember like a green walkie-talkie with the little black like square spots or whatever the hell it were.
I don't remember. These fucking walkie-talkies. They were pretty stiff, you know. They were old-time toys. They were plastic. Yeah. But the antennas, you would fix the antennas by moving their arms around, and they were like fucking stiff arms. But you would move one up, you move the other one up, try to get the best signal. And man, we had fun with those things for fucking weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, weeks. Dude.
They didn't last that long.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know what the fuck happened.
Oh, I'm sure we used them as actual toys, as actual figures to fight or something. And
oh, yeah, I'm sure. 100% sure we did.
I remember scuff marks on them, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Farquaad broke those too. Just didn't fess
up to it. Bullshit, dude. Bullshit.
But yeah, I remember we were so fucking hyped when we got those. I think like we stayed up that entire night, like going from room to room. And I think, man, I don't remember how long after we would watch this show. What was it? Fear, I think it was called. I don't remember what it was. But like they would give each other like challenges. They'd go to like a haunted house or some shit, and they'd like have walkie-talkies. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't remember the name of the show either. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we basically replicated that. And we would go out into the haunted house, and I think your room was base. And we would go out and we'd have all the lights off. We'd go outside and, you'd give us missions and shit to accomplish, and it's just kids being kids. But man, I remember those were some good ass toys from way back in the day.
Now, I don't recall if this was a Christmas present, but do you guys remember the Tyco Rebound?
Tyco Rebound, in your face flip, the Sidewinder, blinding speed, incredible stunts, Tyco RC, maximum heat, Tyco Rebound.
Yes.
Rebound. The RC.
That was definitely a Christmas gift. Yes.
Okay. I had a feeling, but honestly, I think those were probably the best remote control cart ever.
Dude, that was the baddest thing. It was so cool,
dude.
Back in the day,
even the commercials, dude.
Yeah.
Because they'd have them like in the desert or some shit, right? Mm-hmm.
And like over rocks
and they like all terrain water and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a skinny body, right? And then the big ass wheels, like that big, on both all the way around. So it's like if it hits a wall, it flips over. It's still like on the wheels.
It would still go, yeah.
Dude, it was the most badass thing.
If I'm not mistaken, it was blue on one side and red on the other.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, didn't you make like little ramps and all that to jump them and all that?
I don't remember that, but I believe it.
And I remember every single time, Tyco Rebound or something like that.
Yeah, that's like the main thing I remember about the fucking commercials. Like every fucking 5 seconds, Tyco Rebound or some shit like that. Yeah.
Oh,
my
God. Oh yeah, that thing was a badass. It was and you know what? It was smart, too, the way they designed it.
Yeah. Because
even when it flipped over, the controls didn't change. It forward was forward, backward was backwards. Like, it was very cleverly designed. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like 8 months, 9 months down the line where it finally, I think it was me who drove it into water. Because I thought
because the fucking commercials.
Exactly. Yeah. And the commercials, they went super fast and then like splashed the water and shit. And I was like, yeah. Oh, dude, like the commercials. And then I drove it straight into the mud. Like, fuck.
Yeah. I remember that.
Tycho rebound.
It didn't rebound after that one.
Didn't rebound back. Oh, man.
Yeah. That was a good toy. That was a good one.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it.
Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
One that I don't think it was a Christmas gift, but I know one that you enjoyed more until the incident, were a pair of rollerblades.
Ah, yes. The rollerblades.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh, I remember.
No, they were a pair of rollerblades that we received, and they were in a bigger size because, you know, we were supposed to share them, so whatever. like you said earlier, not the most well-off family. One pair of rollerblades per five kids.
One fits all.
One size fits all, basically.
Right.
Pretty much.
Just tighten those straps.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you started learning how to rollerblade with those, and you started getting the hang of it, and soon enough, you started doing your little tricks. You started jumping off over the curb and shit, until one day you decided to, like, skate towards the curb over the sidewalk, and you jumped over the patch of grass onto the street and did, like, a 180 in midair. And you're like, oh, shit, that was so badass. You got hyped. You said, oh, let's see an instant replay.
Oh, that was
you went back up the drive.
Replay.
Sorry, right there. That's exactly
instant
right.
Replay.
What?
Uh-huh. You ran back up the fucking driveway, dashed all the way down to the sidewalk, did your little jump over the grass, did your little 180, and upon landing, you ate shit. You fucking, like, dude, I remember you. Like, you fucking ate shit. I don't know what you did with your landing. You fucking went ass first onto your back. I don't know if you, like, slid back some. You got up all pissed off, ripped the fucking rollerblades off, threw them on the grass. Fuck this shit. I'm done. You never picked them hoes up again. Dude, it was so great. That was the last time anyone fucking used those. Dude, I remember.
If I can't enjoy it, nobody else will.
Dude. So great. Yeah. Fucking, you failed your instant replay and that was just it. That was, you, it was done. Donezo.
Oh,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Fuck, dude.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah, yeah. I remember. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it's just like you said, when I landed 360, I guess it was just too fast, too furious. I remember my feet went up and, ate shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what wasn't our neighbor out there too watching and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She was there.
Because if I recall correctly, I'm pretty sure you're trying to impress her too.
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it worked.
All right, so. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. She was so impressed. Dude, you ran in barefoot.
Oh, that's impressive. You know, I risked getting cuts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. On the way in.
Yeah. Dumb.
Dude, you guys just opened up like an old box of memories I totally forgot about. For real, dude.
Mm.
Oh, man. Here's one. You two have never heard this, actually. Now that I think about it, Josie's going to get a kick out of this. But I believe it was, I don't think you two were even born yet. I believe our sister was, the older one. But okay. I don't think you two were yet. So it was just me and Josie. And at the time, we used to hang out a lot with our uncle, who is just like 5 years older than I am. So, you know, not a huge age gap. We kind of grew up more like cousins, but he was technically our uncle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Brown families, I know. Yeah. But anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was around Christmas time, and the parents had already had Christmas gifts for us underneath the tree. And it was, I believe, like a week before Christmas. And our uncle, he was hanging out with us. And I remember he was telling me and Josie, like, hey, I saw this movie where the kid opens up all his presents and then he plays with them and then he wraps everything back up and the parents never found out. And actually, we're like, really?
I want to say I heard this story already.
Yeah.
I think so. I was going to literally say it, but I was letting you finish it, dude. Go on. Go on.
So, yeah, we were like, really? We should do that. And he was like, okay. And then Josie was like, yeah, let's open our presents. And I remember I picked one up and I was looking at it, trying to be so careful. And then I chickened out, right? Like, nah, I don't want to get in trouble. And so I put it back and our uncle was like, come on, man. So he grabs one of the gifts that was, I think, for me or something, because he was at our place, right? And he like very gently started removing the tape and it looked good. He was doing a good job. He wasn't ripping anything. It was, you know, it was coming off pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then he opened one and he's like, oh, wow, this is cool. I'm going to play with this. And he fucking like takes off. And I'm like, this motherfucker. Okay, fine. So I grabbed one of my gifts and Josie grabs one of his gifts. And we're trying to attempt to replicate it, right? We're trying to open the gifts as little by little, removing the tape. And it wasn't perfect, but it was coming off pretty smooth.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that I opened mine up, and it was a Hulk Hogan figure. It was maybe like 10 inches or something like that.
Okay.
And you would fill him up with water, and I guess there was a button or something. You squeeze the legs, or I don't remember, but he would spit water. And Josie opened up his, and it was the Ultimate Warrior. Same thing. You fill him up with water, and you squeeze him, and he spits water. And they were huge, right? They were like incredibly jacked. So we were playing with them. We were play fighting with them. And then, like, I don't know, maybe 2 hours later, we're like, all right, we should wrap these back up. So we got the same paper. We tried to close them back up. The parts of the paper that did come off, I tried to ever so gently put it back exactly the way it was. Actually did a decent job. And then I was trying to do the same thing with Josie's, and it didn't look half bad. And we got away with it. A few days later, Josie decided that he wants to do it again.
Aww.
So, oh, yeah. He wanted to do it again. And I was like, no. Wait, let's just wait. And Josie, he's like, nah, fuck that. He goes over and he opens up his gift. Not so gently this time. Paper was coming off. It was ripping. It wasn't a very good removal of paper. And I saw him playing with his Ultimate Warrior. So, of course, it's like, all right, I'm going to go play with my Hulk Hogan. So I go and I remove mine. And we're playing again. We're spraying each other with water. And then a couple hours later, we're like, okay, let's put it back. The job is not as easy this time. We're trying to put everything back. And it's like, it's not happening. I need more tape. So I get some tape. And I'm trying to doctor this package, trying to put it back together. It's looking like a fucking Frankenstein gift right now. And it looks horrible, a horrible job. So my solution, I flip it around. All the tape that I put on it was now on the bottom end. And I flip the gift around and I try to like shove it towards the middle of the tree so it won't be noticeable. And same thing with Josie's. I wrap his up, tape it up. I put it in the middle of the tree and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour later, Pops gets home from work, and me and Josie were upstairs, and we just hear death. Like, hijo de su pinche madre, venga para acá. What? What? But we go down there, and he's like, what's this? And shit. One of the gifts was still, like, ripped open. I guess when I placed it back, or Josie put it, we placed it too rough, and it just ripped open. And it was ripped. We're like, oh, I don't know. How did this happen? Why is there a rip here? Who did it? I don't know. We don't know. And, of course, neither of us was going to give each other up, right? Bro code, right? So he's like, oh, okay. Well, guess what? He rips open the gift, and we're like, oh, it's Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan. Thanks, Dad. No, you're not getting shit. So he fucking opened it in front of us, and he took him away. And he fucking, like, Christmas came. He didn't give it to us. We didn't see those toys for another month. Yeah, he gave it back eventually, but still, like, we're like, yeah. where's Hulk Hogan? Where's the Warrior? Oh, well, yes. Well, we still got our asses whooped, though, so.
I believe it.
I can't believe you guys, like, were they still wet when you guys, when he got them out or whatever?
You know what? I think it was. Now that you said that, I think it was. That's probably how he noticed.
Yeah. I was wondering the same thing. Like, how the hell did you get it dry enough to wrap it back up in paper?
That's
and whatever happened to our uncle? You just erased him from the story.
He left. He was gone. And
what about the toy?
We told him about it. Oh, it was him. He told us to do it, and he's like, "Yeah, well, you still did it." And we, of course, are the ones who got in trouble.
Yeah,
and good old uncle.
Naturally,
not a thing. So, yeah,
seems fair.
That was yes. I mean, we fucked up. We deserved it.
Yeah, you guys sucked.
Too bad. So sad.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
And welcome back. We are here, and CK has entered the building. Welcome, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Well, not doing great actually. I'm actually sick, so just so you know.
Ooh, that sucks, man. That sucks. Hope you get better.
Thank you.
Until then,
bring it.
Your fans want to know, what was your favorite Christmas gift that you have received?
There was a couple, actually, but when I was younger, much younger. There was actually a bike that I got, my first BMX bike that I wanted.
Ooh.
It was cool. It had everything. It had, like, the little peg that you had.
The what?
On the sides, which were really cool back in the day. I really wanted those. So someone can get on.
You were into pegging, okay.
Pegs. Pegs. Oh, now you got me second guessing. I'm hoping I'm saying it right now. Yeah, they're pegs. Yeah, they're called pegs.
You sure about that?
Yeah, two in the front, two in the back. And you can get your friends to ride you, not ride you, but ride with you. I mean,
two in the back.
Okay. Like you give them a lift.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Yeah, it's basically like it was like an Uber for bikes. Yeah. Okay. That was our Uber back in the day. So there was that. There was the bike, and there was also I don't know if it was my very first one, but it was probably one of the more, you can say, grown up watches that I had.
Oh,
it was really nice. It was leather strap. It was really nice, and it was from the Lion King. That was very nice.
It was a Lion King watch. For while you were an adult.
Yes. No. Like I said, this was way back in the day.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so you were a kid, and you got this watch, and you thought it was like, oh, I'm an adult now. Is that kind of the gist of it?
Yeah, what it felt like. It was so, you know, it's not sophisticated looking.
Ah, okay. All right.
But yeah, those are the ones that stick out the most.
Gotcha.
I don't remember.
So what you're telling me is your wife never gave you a good gift. Is that what you're telling me here? The missus has failed.
What did she give me?
Year after year.
I mean, she gave me good gifts. She gave me good gifts.
Like socks?
But, you know, at one point she did give me socks, yes. I can tell you the weirdest gift I've gotten, though.
Mm-hmm.
A very weird gift. It was on my graduation, high school graduation.
Okay.
You know, most, you know, kids, you know, they get a car or they get money or they get, you know, something, you know, big, right?
Yeah.
Well, they brought me a little blue bag. I was like, oh, cool, I got a gift. I'm expecting a gift. So I opened up and inside the bag, I mean, there was a pair of socks, deodorant, and powdered donuts.
Powdered donuts. Okay. Were you supposed to use the socks as like gloves so you don't get the powder on you? Or?
I honestly don't understand it. The way I saw it was apparently I stink. They gave me deodorant. My socks were dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I was too skinny.
Okay. Well
so in a way it was a thoughtful gift.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird one, sure. Okay.
However,
uh-huh.
I was polite. I said thank you. And tried on the socks. put some deodorant on.
Mm-hmm.
And ate donuts. It was good.
Okay. All right. Just having a blast.
Great.
So who gave you that one?
I believe it was my aunt.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
And I can't remember who it was. I can't remember if it was my sister or my parents that got me a little stuffed wiener dog.
What the fuck?
Apparently, you're supposed to like, be able to sign it. So they gave it to me too late that I was already home. No, I had no one to sign it.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
So what I did was I signed it myself, and then I had my family members sign it.
Oh, that's a weird one. Okay.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, okay. All right.
In fact, I think I still may have that dog somewhere. I look for that. I think I still have it somewhere hidden here.
No, I think you should.
Yeah. I'll look for it later.
You know, I've had quite a few weird ones as well, but one that comes to mind is our dear friend MD. His wife, before they were married, and before they met, actually, she was friends with my wife. And she had gifted me a six-pack of beer one year. I guess she grabbed it from, like, you know, when you go to the gas station and there's a bunch of beers, like, in the middle, like, on some ice. She must have grabbed it from there because the wrapping was pretty wet. And it kind of ripped open. So I opened it. And I'm like, oh, cool. Six-pack of beer. Awesome. You know, great. And she proceeded to drink some of my beer with me.
Wow.
It's like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. It's cool. I didn't mind. But it was like, you know, this is my beer.
Mine.
So I didn't really get a six pack. I guess I got a three pack. So,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, that was funny. Oh man.
So it sounds like you had more weird ones than you did good ones.
Yeah.
Do tell.
A weird one. I don't know why she thought I needed this, but my wife actually got me a nose hair trimmer.
Well, I mean, you looks like you kind of need it, so.
No, not really, actually. I didn't need it at all. Thankfully.
Hey, man, you never know, dude.
I still have it. I haven't been open at all. I still have it.
there's been times where I'll find a straggler who's just, boink, just poking its head out of my nose, just straight out of the bat cave. And it's a dangling. It's like a big one. And I don't notice it for, I don't know how long. It has to be long, a long-ass time, because I don't notice it.
Yeah.
And it's just like sticking out there, you know? It's like, what the fuck?
All right. Whenever I just pull them out when I see that.
Yeah, I used to do that, but hey, fuck that, dude. That shit fucking hurts.
It did a little bit of a sting to it.
Well, yeah, quite a bit.
It's not that bad, though.
I mean, that or a trimmer. I'm going to trim the shit out of it, so.
Like, yeah. For me, and I'm probably a little TMI here, but I have hair that grows on the outside of my ear.
Like on the earlobe?
I'm not saying like a bush comes out, just like a couple of, I guess, stragglers pop out, like three.
Huh.
And I see, I just pull them.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Oh, from your earlobe? Oh, dude. Yeah. That sounds almost worse than the nose.
No, I actually know. The nose is almost worse.
Really? Oh, shit. Okay. Well, it definitely sounds worse.
Yeah, with the ear, you can, all you feel is, you know, the. No. From the ear, all you feel that, you know, that initial pinch when you first pull it. And that's it.
Oof.
There's no, like, lasting pain after that.
Huh. I just run the trimmer on there.
One, two, three, done.
Whenever I trim my beard, I just kind of.
If I have it, I'll do it. If I trim it out, I'll do it. But if I don't, then I'll just pull it out.
Ooh, fuck that!
Sometimes I'll be saying that's the word. I have my hand up here, and all of a sudden, like, I'll feel like, I'm like, what the hell?
Ooh, mm-mm. Oh hell! Well,
not that bad.
Well, I'm gonna send you a earlobe trimmer for Christmas.
Love from her. I'm gonna add it to my collection of weird gifts.
I think I got a weird one for you. Way back when, it was sometime after high school. I had to be like in my early 20s, and I received a tiny little box, and it was from a friend of me and my girlfriend at the time. And when it was gifted to me, she said, "This is for the both of you," and it was a little box, right?
What's in the box?
And I was like, what? What the fuck?
Like, yeah, I wouldn't open it.
So I was like, for the both of us? What do you mean? What the hell? What? I was like, oh, you'll see. You'll see. It's for you to wear. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to wear? What? Something in a box that's like, you know, 3 inches length and width, 3 inches each side. I'm just like, what the shit is this? What the? I had no clue. I'm like, where? What the fuck? I'm not going to wear anything. And she was like, you're not going to wear anything? Hell no, I'm not going to wear anything. Because I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. Like, actually, before the 3 inches, it was actually in a bag. Yeah, that's right. It was in a gift bag. And then she was like, yeah, this is for you to wear. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to wear? You know, I thought it was the first thing that came to my head. It was like a strap on or some shit. So I'm like, I'm not gonna wear a fucking strap on. So it kind of caught her off guard, you know, because when I said I'm not gonna wear anything, and she's like, "You're not gonna wear it?" Hell no. And you know, she looked kind of disappointed, and I'm like, "Yeah, fuck that. I'm still taking the gift, right?" But and then Christmas came, and I opened it up, and it to my surprise, there was no strap on in there. That's where I found the little box. It was like a 3x3 box. And I opened it up, and it was like, how do I describe it? It was something for little BB to wear. And it was kind of like,
circular?
You know how some dildos have like texture to them?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what this thing was. It was something that you wear on little BB, and it's got textured stuff. It was like crisscross, and at the very top, it was like some ribbed with like dotted shit.
What the hell? Like,
yeah, I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
What the hell did he give you?
Yeah, it was a sex toy, pretty much, oh basically.
My God.
Uh huh. And it was,
so how many times did you use it?
Once. Oh. Yeah, I lost it.
You lost it?
Mm-hmm. During the, okay, the one time use.
I didn't know where it might be.
I think you might be right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lost cause now, but I think I know where it might be.
It's definitely lost. Gone forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
One way in, much. No way out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No return.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So that was a weird gift.
Lost. Yeah, that was very weird. It's kind of a incredible gift.
Yeah, yeah. It was, that was a weird one.
Surprised you even tried it, but hey. Someone gives you a gift like that, you kind of have to try it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I reported back to her as well, by the way.
I'm hoping that it's not used.
I did not think about that. But I don't think so. I think it was new. I hope it was new.
Even worse.
A little bit.
There are no like tags on it or nothing?
I mean, it's not like a t-shirt. You don't have a tag on it. It's, it was just...
No, but like a sticker or something on it that says what it is.
I mean, probably on the box. I don't remember. It was quite a while ago. Quite a while.
Yeah, I could do that. I could just put one of those and wrap it up in a plastic bag, find me a box and throw it in there. Here you go.
I really hope you don't get into that business. That's...
Still selling used sex toys.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I gave you a gift 1 year for Christmas. Oh, you don't remember. They were sex toys.
Mm.
You don't remember?
What?
Yeah, you don't remember?
I really don't. When was this?
It was 1 year for Christmas. My girlfriend and I gifted you and your girlfriend at the time some sex toys. It was like two or three in one box. And I had you open it. I wanted to watch you open it. And
a little creepy there, but okay.
And you pulled out some fuzzy handcuffs. You're not remembering. Wow.
I don't think I want to remember.
You pulled out some dice, like some fluffy, plushy dice that you would play. And like you threw the dice and one dice would say something like lick, and then the other one would say toes or something like that, you know, and you would just play the game.
Why don't I remember that? Unless I purposely wanted to block it out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember very specifically that you had asked, you used this dice already, didn't you? And I could not hold my laughter back. It's like, yeah, once.
Yeah, once.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good lordy. I know you weren't lying.
I should have gifted you the wearable.
The what?
For little CK, the little wearable rib thing.
Oh, good lordy.
Is this used? Nah, man. It's brand new.
Once?
It's as good as new.
I disinfected it. All good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Some lifestyle on it. You're good to go.
Oh. Wow, you really don't remember that. You blocked that out of your head.
Yeah, dude, I really don't remember that at all. That's so weird. Mm. You would think I'd remember something like that, like really well.
All right. Well, we have come to the end of the show, and it is time to close it down. By the way, this is episode number 30. 30, dude. 30.
Plakow.
Hmm. We're getting there. We're getting there, dude.
30.
And with that being said, come check us out at www.thesfiles.com. We have 30 episodes that you can check out and listen. Good times, different variety of topics. Just, we talk so much trash and shit, and we're all over the place, and I make CK feel nice and uncomfortable like I did just now with the sex toys. It's always fun to see him fluster.
Yes, yes it is. Also fun to watch it develop, because starting at episode one, working your way through, you'll see that we changed quite a bit.
Oh, quite a bit, quite a bit.
So
episode one is a classic, though. We're so awkward. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. You can hear it in our voice.
That was it's hilarious. The first like 10 episodes are probably like that.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's a good time. It's yeah, absolutely. Just like CK said, come watch us. Watch the growth. Watch the evolution. It's
evolution. I don't know what I was looking for.
It's quite a ride. Quite a ride.
It's a fun ride, yes. Yes.
Also, come check us out on Patreon, where we have bloopers. And trust me when I say we've got a lot of bloopers. So much shit goes wrong all the time. Every single episode. It's a good time. It's a good laugh. Come check us out. You can also look us up on social media. CK, where can I find us?
You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at SFL.
And you can listen to the show on Spotify,
yes.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
yes.
Amazon Music,
yes.
iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Deezer, and now on Pandora, an excellent platform. Tier 5. These guys are amazing. Pandora is one of the best. They are, hands down, one of my favorite apps. You should definitely listen to us on Pandora. It's such an amazing platform. Excellent, excellent staff and good people over there. Yes. Yes.
Are we really?
Yeah. We're on Pandora, buddy.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because they are amazing. They are awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And we've never said one bad thing about them.
So much people are listening to us.
One last place that you can look us up.
You can take it.
YouTube. We're also on YouTube. Now in color.
And don't forget to drop me a line if you want to. Any questions, comments, any special requests. And I mean any special request. Yeah. This is the Quiet Storm.
Quiet. Okay.
Drop me a line at crazycat@thesfiles.com.
And you can email me at bogusbird@thesfiles.com for requests that are within reason. Don't. CK is for the other stuff. You email him for that shit. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
CK saying peace. A parent that got me a little stuffed wiener dolly this big.
What the fuck?
I mean, when I held it seemed pretty familiar. So anyway.
You fucking donkey!